Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. It is 80s Ladies Night, so we'll give you our favorite genre every Tuesday night. Especially Anna Hummel's favorite.
Yourself.
You love it so much.
80s are just terrible.
Who is singing this jam right here?
I don't know. It's bad, though.
It's not bad at all. It's so good.
It's really bad.
This is a lady that now goes by Deborah, but formerly known as Debbie Gibson.
She can get it.
She can still get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Song sucks.
You suck. Boom.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Doesn't take away from her sucking.
Roast happened. We are coming up with our favorite sexy love songs for Valentine's Day. Trying to get everybody in the mood and also give some great advice. And we're getting some good tweets and, of course, good phone calls. We're about to take some of those phone calls now. Before we do that, DJ Don Pablo's in the building. What's up, buddy?
What up, B-holes?
As he is on most Tuesday nights, so enjoy that.
Let's read a couple of tweets here.
I like tweets.
King B-hole at Not Hemp Timmy says, "The police, every breath you take."
That is a good one, but it's also very rapey. You know what I mean? It's kind of stalkery. Kind of. It's like, every breath you take, I'll be watching you.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, go ahead. No, whatever you want to do.
It's a good one.
Oh, can't you see? You belong to me.
Yes.
Oh, you have a choice.
God, I'll choke you.
Here's one a little less rapey by our boy Trent Ferguson.
Oh, love Trent.
Told You Lately by Rod Stewart.
Oh, that is a great song, too.
It really is.
Yeah.
Anything by Michael Bolton, I think, pretty much works.
Yeah,
anything from Boys to Men pretty much works.
I remember there's a local guy named Bruce Shea. He's a bass player. Used to play in the 1910 Fruit Gum Company back in the 60s. They had a couple number one hits. Simple Simon Says, Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy. If you remember, they were iconic songs in the 60s. But I was fortunate enough to play in a band with him back in the 90s. He is 95% deaf.
Wow.
Great bass player. He also sings very well. The first time I ran into him at an open mic, he was singing Have I Told You Lately That I Love You, and I thought there was something else wrong with him. I thought he wasn't deaf. It was something else. I walk in, he's like, Have I told you, that I love you?
I have a good song.
And it was so moving, and I was like, that is so adorable. And then I found out he's deaf, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I feel a little bit more comfortable about it. What is a great song, Anna?
I have to play it. It's a legit song.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to like this one.
Well, go ahead, play it then.
It's Jamie Foxx. It's called Do What It Do.
Oh, Jamie Foxx, by the way, one of the best slow jams I have on my list.
No, this one right
is
here.
Is a song called Heaven, and it is amazing.
Who's it by? Right. I think I've probably right. heard it.
Jamie Foxx is awesome.
Can you pop me up, please?
You potted up, girl.
I'll make it do what it do, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's some lovemaking music right there.
Oh, it gets good.
I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Jamie Foxx, because he's so funny, doesn't get respected as a musician. He plays piano and sings his ass off.
Oh, yeah. And he's better than a lot of people that are out there.
Very good.
Yeah, incredibly underrated. I agree.
He's kind of like a Brian McKnight. Very
love
similar.
Brian McKnight. Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, listen to this part.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah, I'd smash to this. Oh, yeah. That's dope.
You got to pull the one I suggested to, man.
Uh-huh.
It's a classic, classic joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For R&B heads, it is.
Absolutely.
You're welcome for that one.
Our girl Uber Aaron, your favorite intern on Twitter, she said her boyfriend suggested a song that is also on my list. Ironically, Aaron, he said anything by Barry White.
Yeah.
One of my go-tos when it comes to sexy time.
So.
Right here.
Monster Mash?
Settle down and wait for it.
That's funny. Did you see the one I tweeted? I made a mistake. I retweeted it.
Check this out. He's talking to her. I'm waiting on
you. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is definitely a good one.
That's called a rap. Well, they're not really rapping. It's just kind of throwing some game down.
He's just prefacing before he...
Barry White was 400 pounds and 6'5", and he would just tell a bitch.
Yeah. There's something wrong with me.
How smooth is that?
Yeah.
Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Amen.
So smooth. It's called Practice What You Preach. Girls are just like, all right, take your panties off. Everybody in the room, take your panties off. Barry's singing to us.
A couple more tweets.
So hot.
Our boy Elijah, who we're hoping... can get some tomorrow after calling in last night.
Sure hope so.
At all of us, Childish Gambino 3005, I guess.
Donald Glover.
Redbone and 50 Cent, 21 questions.
Redbone, dude. Stay woke. Yeah.
Man, you got to pull mine up, man.
Oh. That's right. Yeah, it's definitely pulling yours up and pulling it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, now he, I mean, he was on this record, too.
Yeah?
Produced by Quincy Jones. The one I'm referring to.
It's, hold on, let me find it. El DeBarge, James Ingram, yeah. I'll be sure. Oh, by the way.
This record right here?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
You know, I, in 1993, I made it through a few rounds of Star Search preliminaries.
Oh, wow.
And my go-to song at the time was a Quincy Jones, James Ingram song called Just Once.
Oh, dope record, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Hey, little white boy coming out there singing some Just Once. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Let's go to the phones. People are waiting for it. Joe, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. Yo, JoJo Dancer. What's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing, Johnny B?
I'm good, brother. What is your go-to love-making song?
Well, I am old school, and the one that used to work for me all the time was an Elvis Presley song called Can't Help Falling in Love.
What?
Damn right. Still works, bro.
Yes, sir.
You can play this to a 25-year-old unless she's a cold-hearted bitch. You're getting there. Thanks for listening, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Later. But Elvis don't play. He used to lay it down. He was one of the original smooth-ass crooners. He was Barry White before Barry White, and he really was white. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's up, brother? How you doing? It's on the Johnny B Show.
What's up?
Hi, Michael. How are ya?
Just very well.
Okay.
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah?
Wow.
Come on, man. You can do it. Aaron Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe a little tangled up in you?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. That'll get you there. This is a good song to bang a girl in a trailer, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Better Aaron Lewis, Stained or Country Aaron Lewis?
Country Aaron Lewis. It's more natural. Just kidding, they both suck.
Shelter from the rain.
Yeah, all I hear is, it's been a while.
Yeah, this is a whoo. I don't think I want to bang. I don't want to bang to this.
However, Behind Blue Eyes that they did the remit, the
it's fine.
I like it.
Okay. Yo, Mary, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, Mary. How are you tonight?
Just fine.
Yeah. You got a little song on your mind that makes you want to make sweet loving?
I've always liked Ebb Tide by the Righteous Brothers.
That is a very obscure but great track. Are you married, Mary?
No.
Boyfriend?
No.
You got somebody for tomorrow?
Possibly.
If not, I know a guy named Elijah. He's probably a little young for you, but you put on some Righteous Brother. You never know what happened.
First, will you play a little bit of it? Oh, thank you.
You got it, Mama. It's what we do here on the Johnny B Show. We make the ladies happy.
You do.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, whether you get some or not there, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Damn, she's old. I mean, this song is old.
Rude.
Righteous Brothers were good.
Yeah. I want to thank Mary for not sounding like she just smoked 6 cigarettes while
she was
alone.
Will you leave our listeners alone? Some of our listeners eat cigarettes, and it's not their fault.
Hey, I'm raspy. I didn't smoke.
Yeah, it's nighttime radio, man. What do you want? We got pizza delivery drivers and meth heads and hookers and strippers, and some of them do all that at the same time. They're hardworking people. Yo, Rob, what up?
Jackson Brown, She's Gotta Be Somebody's Baby.
Oh, what a great song, but dude.
I want to speak to your female talent.
Okay, well, right now he's taking phone calls. Would you like to talk to Anna instead?
I'm available for a chat.
Great.
What's up, bro?
Ma'am, I have one question for you. I am, like, in love with somebody that I've known for 13, 14 years, and she is a bartender. And I'm afraid of screwing my relationship up for that reason, for saying anything.
He's asking you for relationship advice.
I understand what's happening, Ryan Adams.
I'm just saying, this is great.
Go on.
She's got to be somebody's baby.
I mean, that's a good one, but is it as good as bartender?
How old is she and how old are you?
Yeah. Come on, Pervert.
I'm early 40s and she's late 30s.
Oh, okay, that's good. I thought she was like 21.
I mean, you've known her since, for 15 years?
No.
The numbers are not
adding up. We're not that young. I mean, we're talking Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, she's a bartender. She makes you happy.
Hell yeah.
I got the song for you right here. Yeah,
she's single?
The moment,
yeah.
The moment I walk in, the moment I walk out, she, I just never have time to, she never has time to talk to me.
Mm. I got gotcha. You. All right, buddy. Well, good luck, man.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to live the rest of your life wondering what if.
She's a bartender. She's probably kind of a slut, dude. Just go for it.
You know rude. Possibly true.
You know what I'm saying.
But rude.
Uh-huh. Anyway, we'll continue playing some smooth songs throughout the night, but we got to get on to other stuff. Before I do that, though, I have to play The Choice by DJ Don Pablo.
Because, got to, man.
Because, I mean, you're the DJ in the house, and we'd be jerks if we did not do that. Let's see here.
It's a long song, so unfortunately, if you guys want to hear it, I definitely suggest it.
Put it on your panties, oh yay. Secret Garden, is that the one we're going for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Oh, dang. Elder Bars was the man back in the day,
heck
too.
Heck yeah. It just, the record just has a great lineup. I mean, just insane.
True story.
Barry comes in with his normal heat.
Yeah, you're right. Tell me a secret. This is a compilation.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Produced by Quincy Jones.
Yeah. And now Quincy Jones done lost his damn mind. He's talking smack about everybody. What's wrong with Quincy? In your garden. Like, Barry White, dude. That voice.
Crazy. I'm on the
reach of mine. It's a bad quality record to sell.
I'll Be Sure right here.
I'll Be Sure is like, I'm not sure what color he is. Very smooth, though.
Incredible. He's on radio.
He looked like the good-looking dude on New Jack City. Yo, man, I told you he's 5'0". That guy.
Hey, before we go to break, top five most romantic love songs according to Billboard.
Counting them down one at a time. The top five love songs on the Johnny B Show.
Go ahead.
Silly Love Songs at number five. Silly Love Songs by Wings.
Wings.
Yep.
By the way, Wings, way better than the Beatles. There, I said it.
Oh, boy.
If you disagree, suck it. Better.
Number four, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
That's super gay, but still good.
Number three, We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris.
Wow, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Number three?
Yeah, this is Billboard.
That was generous.
Yeah. I got to disagree.
Yeah, I was generous.
And so far,
it wouldn't have been in my top five.
None of these make my top five.
No.
Well, the numbers one and two probably do. Number two, I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men.
I'll make love to you.
Settle down.
Yes.
You're ruining
you.
I'll Be Sure.
Oh, I like that song. It's a good song.
It is.
What about One Fine Day or Sweet Day or whatever it
is? That is a sad song. It's about people dying.
Yeah. If it's not like your number two, it's your top five.
No Ordinary Love by Sade. Why is that not?
No.
I mean,
The number one.
My Girl?
Is the number one most romantic
Temptations?
Love song.
Oh, yeah.
According to Billboard.
What?
Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
That's a good one.
That is a good
that
one.
That is a great one.
That's
and
arguably,
it should be in the top five. You know what? I'm glad they didn't do Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love
that
You.
That was number six.
Overrated, dude.
Yeah.
Overrated. Come on. It was Dolly Parton's song anyway.